They just ignore it.
Or do they wish to ignore? That's what the TV newscaster said. He said that we don't want to really find out what it is. Now they say that the reason Mexicans see it is because we're superstitious. No, we have no association with this bird and superstition.
I mean, have you ever heard of in old Mexican customs or anything? Is there an old bird or anything?
No.
It would come back? That's very interesting.
Next time you hear the big, put on your radio at KGBT when you're going home, and you'll be sure to hear the big bird interview, except that they make a joke. Why are you here? And it plays something. They play a modern song that says, I'm here because I love you or something. Will you be going back? And they'll answer with another song. Why did you choose the valley? And it makes me mad.
And it's about the big bird.
Yes.
No, I haven't heard that, but I'll turn my radio on the way back.
I hope you don't think I'm a character.
No, that's interesting. Has it been mentioned in church at all or anything?
No.
People hadn't done anything about it?
No. If you mention it, you're a fanatic. People are ashamed to be... I'm not ashamed to show my feelings, not ever. I believe in the bird and I'll tell anyone I believe. But some people are too sophisticated to admit they're scared.
Well,
and I hope Big Bird gets them on.
How long has it been around this time? I mean, you know, you said it was seen 20 years ago in Mexico, but how many weeks?
Like 4 months.
4 months people have been seeing it. When did it happen to your father's cattle?
About 2 months ago. Yes, I remember I had been going to night classes, and one of them brought up the topic where they heard about it in TV. It was happening in Colorado, in the state of Colorado. So we all said, oh, they practice a lot of witchcraft. That's probably it. Some sect, they use their organs and things like that. And then it happened to a man in San Isidro, and I said, boy, that's near my father's ranch. Sure enough, next week it's strong.
And nobody knows what it is?
No, but it's the reason I believe it's not only one bird is because it can strike. Of course, a bird that big would fly pretty fast, I imagine.
The 20-foot wingspan.
Yes, because it happens in different places at the same time. Now, this man in the valley last week, he had just fed that cow. And then a few hours later, it was dead. The neighbors heard nothing. Can you imagine? They heard nothing. There were no tire tracks. And that's exactly what my father said. He has his pastures padlocked. He couldn't imagine how anybody got in there.
What does it do to the bird again? You say it rips out its tongue.
The sex organ. The ears.
Is that all? It leaves the rest of the body there?
But it leaves them completely bloodless. And there's not a drop of blood spilled over. And there's no sign of a struggle. Like when a cow is dying, it would thrash around. And these ones don't.
That's very interesting. So that's why you won't let your sons...
No, I won't let them go out into the mountains to look for the sheep.
Does anybody do that now? Or do you make them stay in?
No. If they come in, that's their good luck. If they don't, that's their bad luck.
Because everybody's scared of the bird now.
And if I wouldn't risk my sons, we wouldn't risk the hired help either.
So you just sort of let them go for now?
Yes.
That's very interesting. That really is. Do you ride horses though? Do people ride horses out now?
We ride horses. I told you we use them in branding time.
But you don't worry about the big bird then?
We haven't had real branding time since the bird.
Well, when you ride horses, do you have to... What about the stuff you put on them? You know,
the saddle and, the blanket.
And you see, all that stuff you say, I'm going to do what to the horse? I'm going to